This is Show Me Today, and we are being joined by someone very special, Carolyn Grimes. Now, you may not recognize that name, but how about Zuzu? Zuzu Bailey, It's a Wonderful Life. Carolyn Grimes joins us on Show Me Today, and she was that little girl in that classic scene. Carolyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, sure.
You say it wasn't until 1979 that you saw the movie, right?
1980.
And what was that like, seeing it on the big screen? Or was that on the big screen?
No. It was okay. Just a television. I don't think they were showing it on the big screen then.
When you were on...
Not yet.
When you were making the movie, did you have any concept of how big it might become? I know it was considered a flop in its day, but it is now just an absolute classic film.
Absolutely. But no one knew, you know. Especially after it came out and bombed at the box office and Frank Capra lost his studio, Liberty Films, who made it. They went belly up and, you know, was forgotten and gone. And then when it went into public domain, all the television stations could show it in the early 70s. So it was on 21 channels at the same time because it was free.
Right.
And that's how it got its exposure, and people were ready for it then. So I'm old enough to have seen the generations that first watched it, and then their kids grew up and watched it, and then their kids grew up and watched it. All these generations have embraced the film, and that's really given it a good foundation, and it just continues to grow. And it's the number one, absolute number one, favorite Christmas movie in the United Kingdom.
Wow. And it's got to be in the tops here. I think some of the more modern comedies probably may have stepped in its way, but it's definitely, I think, the biggest classic, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, the first time you ever saw it on the big screen, I think you were in Augusta, Kansas, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that, please.
Oh, that was just wonderful. They had an old projector that was the old kind with the candlelight, you know.
Wow.
It was just so exciting to see that. And then they showed the movie, and after the movie was over, we walked out, and it had started snowing. And, you know, there wasn't any movement on the street. It was so quiet. It was just gorgeous, and it totally had the feel of Bedford Falls if you just come from watching the movie. It was quite an experience.
I would imagine so. You went from Hollywood to Osceola, Missouri, and then it was off to Warrensburg, and you went to the University of Central Missouri, right?
Uh-huh.
Did your fellow mules, the mascot, did they know of your background?
No.
No. It's not something that you talked about very much?
Oh, heavens, no. Mm-mm. I really didn't put much credit. It was nothing. I mean, you know, it wasn't a big deal because it just wasn't.
Well, I think you have probably the most memorable line from the film.
I would guess that's probably true.
What's your most memorable moment of shooting the film?
Oh, probably being on his back, going up and down the stairs.
You're talking about Jimmy Stewart?
Yes. Okay. We didn't do it just once. We did it many times, and I'm hanging on for dear life, and so that was pretty pretty exciting for me because I didn't know if I was going to fall off or not.
And he was a very nice man.
You know, he's not holding me. He's got one arm around Tommy, and he's got the other hand with Mary, and I'm hanging on his back, holding onto his neck, and my legs are wrapped around him like a little frog. I'm just praying I don't fall.
It would be a stunt man today, right? A stunt coordinator?
I don't know.
This is Show Me Today, and we're joined by Carolyn Grimes, who played Zuzu Bailey in It's a Wonderful Life. And if you could return, Carolyn, to the scene of It's a Wonderful Life, to any particular scene, what would it be?
Well, I think if I could return, it would be the pedal scene. That was a beautiful scene, and it was, I think Jimmy Stewart sort of built a friendship with me to kind of put some chemistry into the works. And I really believe that that scene was really sweet and genuine. And I know that I started whispering for no reason at all. I have no idea. But I, you know, I answered him and whispered, "I want to give my flower a drink," you know. And so... You know, I have no idea, but there was some chemistry there that I won't forget, and it was so sweet. I mean, he was so sweet.
And was Donna Reed delightful to work with?
I don't remember Donna Reed.
Oh, okay. Also, the movie has been colorized. Have you seen it colorized versus black and white?
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah,
which one do you prefer?
Color.
Oh, really? I know some people think that ruins a classic film, but I think it added a nice touch. But again, that's just my opinion.
Oh, they're full of you-know-what. I think it's great. You see so much more in the movie. You see their expressions on their faces. You're more in tune with what's going on on that screen. You're there. And I don't know, I love to look at all the things you don't notice. I mean, I've seen so many things that I hadn't noticed in the black and white. And I don't care what you say, it's much clearer and you see the expressions better, and I love it in color. But I know there are traditionalists that like it in black and white. I can view it in either one, but my favorite's color. Of course, I also filmed it in color, and that's the way I remember it.
Of course, you remember the sights and the sounds and the smells.
Yes.
How many times did you do the line, the classic line? How many times do you have to do it?
Oh, I have no idea. I don't know. I have no idea. You know, I didn't count.
But it was more than once.
Yes. Anything you do is more than one, really. Except in this movie, there was one section that went right one shoot, and that was it. And that was the telephone scene where Mary and George are talking to Sam Wainwright. And that was a one-shoot thing because Jimmy Stewart was a little shy about kissing. He didn't want to kiss.
Oh, really?
He was shy about it. Yeah. So he put it off, and she did too. So finally, Capra said, well, we've got to do this. And that's the bottom line. And so they said, okay, let's do it then. And so they went ahead and shot it, and they started filming it, and it just went on and on, and the chemistry was flying everywhere. And so when it was finished, Capra said, cut, and he looked at the script girl and he said, print it. And she said, but they left out two lines of dialogue. And he said, it's movie history. And I believe it was. It is.
He recognized the classic scene regardless of what was on the script.
He saw it. He saw it, and he knew he couldn't make it any better than that.
That's impressive. And how often in your life do you get people wanting you to recreate the line?
Oh, well, a lot.
I told my colleagues that I wasn't going to ask you to do it, so...
Oh, I don't care. It's part of my life. I'm proud to do it. I'm proud to be a part of that film.
Well, I would
I'm
be
proud that I.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm honored to say that line. It really, you know, it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the film and the history of that particular time, and when people watch it every year at Christmas.
For Show Me Today,
do you want me to say it?
Would you please share that with
our
listeners?
Daddy, teacher says, every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Absolutely beautiful. What are your most pleasant memories of Missouri?
I think when I ended up in Missouri, I was orphaned, you know.
Yeah.
And I left my home, my friends, everything behind me. My whole life was over back in California, and that had been my whole life for years. And I had a really hard time adjusting to the life in Missouri, and I ended up in a really situation that wasn't great. My father's brother was very nice, but his wife was the bitch from hell. So it wasn't good. But, you know, I went to L.A. High School, and there were 900 kids in my class. And when I went to this little town in Missouri, there were 36 kids in my class.
Amazing.
It was such a culture shock, you know, and the kids were farmer kids, you know. It's mm-hmm. a whole different world. So it wasn't too long. I mean, they could care less whether I've been in the movies or anything else. They just accepted me for who I was, and they gave me love. The merchants gave me attention and helped me. The teachers helped me. They knew I was in a bad situation, and they made my life bearable, and I will never, ever forget that. I have made some wonderful friendships from those days, and I still treasure them.
It sounds like Missouri. And you had just lost your mom and then your father, and that's one of the things mm-hmm. that pushed you out this way. So you were coming here on the heels of tragedy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I not only lost my father and my mother, I lost my friends, my school, my house. I lost my life.
Well, you were resilient.
So it was a huge adjustment.
Right, and you were resilient enough to bounce back, and that's not always the case for child stars.
That's true. But I think there was a path meant for me to get out of Hollywood so that, you know, I wouldn't go down the path that so many of the kids did back in the day and still do, for that matter.
Right. Do you stay in touch with anybody from the film?
Well, sure. They're like my real brothers and sisters. We just did a thing at the brand new Academy Museum in L.A. night before last. The three Bailey kids that are survivors, we did a panel at the new museum, and they showed the movie to celebrate the 75th anniversary.
And are you?
We're like real brothers and sisters.
I bet you are. Do you still get invited to screenings?
Oh, sure.
And do you?
I travel all over.
So you still enjoy going to them, huh?
Oh, yeah. I love telling the people what to look for, the mistakes, the fun stuff, the poignant stuff. I love talking to audiences about the film.
So if we put the film on the big screen here, you might come back to Missouri and visit us?
Oh, sure. I just came from Oklahoma this week. I did a thing there last weekend, so in Oklahoma, in the Cherokee Nation, in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. So I travel all over, small towns, big towns, whatever. And it's people who love this film, and they love that little girl who played that part. And so, you know, I come into their homes every year at Christmas, so it's pretty special.
Well,
I feel very fortunate.
That also means we love you, too.
That character, that's who you love.
Carolyn, thank you so much. You are wonderful. You're a treasure. You're a national treasure.
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. We have had a fantastic chat with Zuzu Bailey, Carolyn Grimes from the classic movie It's a Wonderful Life. Carolyn, thank you for joining us on Show Me Today, The Voice of Missouri.